That was The Dream from TOC's Live at Levitation 2012. Next up is Tom Teasley's The Breath. Here is Shadows of Courage. I would like to discuss DSFU athletics at this time. On April 20th, DSFU Red Leaf softball hosted a doubleheader against the Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets. SFU fell to Montana 9-8 due to the Yellow Jackets' four-run rally in the top of ninth. The Red Leafs were led by Grace McMillan, who went 4-for-4 with two runs scored and three runs batted in. However, SFU doubled on Montana 4-2 in game to Janique Balkayan, who went 3-for-3 with one run scored and one run batted in. And Monica Bork won her fifth game of the season, improving her record to 5-9 at Burnaby Speedy Field. On April 22nd, both Red Leafs golf teams started in the 2024 GNAC Golf Championships at Coeur d'Alene Resort Golf Course in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, both of which ended on April 23rd. SFU Women's won the five-team 2024 GNAC Women's Golf Championships, where the Red Leafs fired 20 over par, 596 strokes over two rounds, led by Dana Smith with two under par, 142 strokes, who also won the individual crown. All SFU golfers were within top 10, as Dana Smith's teammate Sue Park fired 6 over par, 150 strokes for third, just ahead of Mira Minhas with 6 over par, 152 strokes for fourth, and the last two tied for 6th, Anaya Bandel, Cassie Muanam with 10 over par, 154 strokes each, as Casey Malarek of Western Washington also tied for 6th, a three-way tie. As for the men's 2024 GNAC Golf Championships, where five teams also competed, the Red Leafs fired 6 under 146 strokes over three rounds for second, 8 shots behind the team winner Western Washington Vikings with 14 under par, 838 strokes. However, as Michael Chris Logo won the individual crown on his 23rd birthday, as he fired 13 under par, 200 strokes over three rounds. Chris Logo's teammate first of all finished in a tie for 12th with 3 over par, 216 strokes, same as Mateo Pola of Western Washington. Also on April 23rd, former SFU women's basketball star Jessica Kaczalska was inducted into Canada West Hall of Fame, class 2023-24. She led SFU from a powerhouse NAIA program to a Canada West and CIS supremacy. Kaczalska earned an NAIA All-American during the 98-99 year and 99-2000 seasons, where she led Allison McNeil's team to the NAIA Finals in both seasons. After SFU moved to Canada West in 2001, Kaczalska was named to the Canada West second All-Star team. Her college career reached its peak during the 2001-02 season, as Jessica Kaczalska led SFU to an undefeated 35-0 record under the first-year head coach Bruce Langford, where she scored 28 points to lead SFU over Laval during the CIS final and capped out the season with the Canada West MVP, CIS Player of the Year, both of which Kaczalska repeated in her final collegiate season in 2002-03, where she won the SFU Female Athlete of the Year award. Jessica Kaczalska is the fourth member of 23-24 Canada West Hall of Fame class, joining Manitoba Bison Volleyball Dynasty 1977-85, Bison's volleyball star Kathy Preston, and Alberta Pandas Gymnastics 1988-91 Dynasty. The SFU softball are playing a doubleheader against Central Washington in Ellensburg. In Game 1, the Red Leafs were shaded by the Wildcats 4-3 as the hosts rallied for a 4-run 5th as SFU's runners left on base came back to haunt them in the end. As for Game 2, which is in progress, just a minute please. As for Game 2, there seems to be no score for Game 2 as of yet.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Here are the current softball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority while overall records are used to break conference record ties. Northwest Nazarene are first at 20-4, conference 37-8 overall. Western Washington are second at 16-4 conference, 36-6 overall. St. Martin's are third at 13-8 conference, 22-18 overall. These three have clinched GNAC championship berths. As for the rest, Central Washington are fourth at 10-10 conference, 15-26 overall. Western Oregon are fifth, 8-12 conference, 20-23 overall. Simon Fraser are sixth at 4-16 conference, 9-29 overall. And Montana State Billings are last at 2-19 conference with a 9-31 overall record.
She needs to learn how to pay attention.
She's her potential.
Hi, I'm Jennifer, and in grade 10, I was diagnosed with ADHD. At the time, this diagnosis made the idea of pursuing post-secondary education seem like an impossible for me. However, every year became an opportunity to learn how to better manage my disability, and I ended up going to university. Through my journey, your disability does not define who you are or your ability to succeed.
The LIME Network is a nonprofit organization, an exclusive resource for university students, girls, and veterans who happen to have any type of disability. We develop communities and provide members with some of the tools and self-confidence they need to reach their full potential. To join, visit www.limeconnect.com.
Welcome back. The third act is Toy City's self-titled album. The track is Dinosaur. We'll be right back. I would like to feature the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse, which play in Division 1 of the Pacific Northwest Collegiate Lacrosse League at this time. April 20th, the SFU Red Leafs bested the visitors West Washington Huskies 11-7 at Burnaby's Terry Fox Field. Here are the currents in Division 1 of the Pacific Northwest Collegiate Lacrosse League. Simon Fraser are first at 5-0 division, 8-2 overall. Oregon are second at 4-1 division, 11-2 overall. Boise State are third at 3-2 division, 7-5 overall. Oregon State are fourth at 2-3 division, 2-11 overall. Washington are 1-4 division, 3-8 overall, 4-5th. And Washington State are last at 0-5 division, 2-11 overall.
Every day, residents of Vancouver use an average of 270 liters of water in their daily lives. While this number may seem impossible, every drop counts. For example, the tap water you left on while brushing your teeth, or that load of laundry consisting of only one t-shirt. And don't forget the time you sang Don't Stop Believin' for 45 minutes in the shower. Wasting water is something we're all guilty of. So next time, let's turn the water off when brushing our teeth. Make sure that load of laundry we're washing is full, and limit our showers to under 10 minutes. Let's limit our water consumption one task at a time. Brought to you by the City of Vancouver.
The fourth band is Damned Downfall. Slavery for You. Actually, the fourth band is Damned to Downfall, Slavery for You. Just have to... Well, this will take me to the second half. So, welcome to the second half of episode 15 and the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic. On CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station university. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, report on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, updates on the Northwest League, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, the aforementioned Damned to Downfall's Slavery for You, with When Everything Dies. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.